the BMW PGA Championship from Wentworth on Live at European Tour Radio.
An incredible final day here at Wentworth, where Sweden's Alex Norén smashed the course record to come flying through the field and win the BMW PGA Championship.
Norén from 3 feet, and in it goes. There's the target. An eagle finish from Alex Norén and a round of 62. Sensational for the Swede. Will it be enough? It's some target, 11 under par. He's just got to wait and see if he's the BMW PGA champion of 2017. The rain came on Sunday afternoon, and when it did, the challenge faded from those who were seeking glory.
Yeah, bogey putt for Shane Lowry. And he's missed it. All the life has gone out of him.
Henrik Stenson failed to make his par putt, so he's back to 8 under.
And he's hit it.
Left it in there. He's left it in there.
Left it in. Didn't come out.
It's a bit of a predicament, isn't this, for Grace?
Don't wait on that side. And the ball is up towards Annie's. He's hit it too firm, and he's got about an 8 footer, 9 footer down the hill. So another disaster here for these two players.
It's been an amazing final round here on Live at European Tour Radio. So stay with us for an in-depth review of all the action from the 2017 BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. Well, hello to you. I'm Richard Kaufman, joined in the studio by Sue Thurl and Gordon Brand Jr. Well, what a final day. Alex Norén starting the final round, 7 shots back, is our champion, matching the record-winning comeback performance at this tournament of Rory McIlroy in 2014. An unbelievable display from him. There'll be others, certainly, that are kicking themselves. When the final round and the players in contention started going out, there were birdies flying in from everywhere. Lowry and Stenson were putting on the heat. Of course, Alex Norén and Nicholas Kolsarts a little bit further down the course were also putting together fabulous rounds out there as well. You saw Dean Burmester shooting a low number. Pablo Larrazabal was the first in with a round of 66. But did anyone see a round of 62? Did anyone starting the day see Alex Norén as the potential champion? Well, the golf may have finished. We want your thoughts on that question and amongst other things here on this incredible final day at the BMW PGA Championship. Do get in touch with us at European Tour, at BMW PGA. Use the hashtag ET Radio if you do want to get in touch. But let's start with our champion, the 2017 BMW PGA Championship winner, Alex Norén. Let's hear how he did it.
Go on, go on, go on. Yes! You could hear the crowd whirling that ball on, and in the hole it goes. So, birdie, birdie for Norén, on fire.
And Alex Norén rolls in another. You can hear the cheers at the seventh, and he joins Burmester on the course at -5 and in a share for third. And he's struggling a little bit at 15. Remember, he's just birdied 3 in a row. Tough hole, the 15th, 491 yards, left to right putt. He's got it. Remember, he was 6 shots off the lead when he won the Nedbank Challenge, one of his 4 victories in just over the last 12 months that got him into the top 10 of the world, Norén. And he started today 7 shots off the lead. He now is only 1 back. Big swinging left to right putt. Very fast, very good. He's got it again. Norén's on fire. 8 under par for the round, 9 under par for the tournament. Big puff of the cheeks. There's 4 at 9 under par. What a day this is turning out to be. Going for the green at 18. He needs another birdie at least, you feel. Sends his second shot on its way. What a round of golf it's been. Norén finds the green. He's found a brilliant shot. He's getting up whole side. What an effort this is from Alex Norén. He's knocked it to around 3 feet. That left for eagle. And if he pops that in, 11 under par will be the target in this final round of the BMW PGA Championship. What a shot, Norén, from 3 feet. And in it goes. An eagle finish from Alex Norén and a round of 62. Sensational for the Swede. Will it be enough? It's some target, 11 under par. He's just got to wait and see if he's the BMW PGA champion of 2017. Yeah, he finished just before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He had to wait a couple of hours, but I think we knew a little bit before then that he was going to be the winner. I was bringing much of that commentary from our studio off our monitor here. Well, you guys were out on the course, Sue. You were following the final group, Brandon Grace and Andrew Doat. Gordon, you were out there watching Modinari and Westwood, then going back to Tanahara and Lowry. You must have been hearing those putts going in and thinking, well, I still think our guys out here could get the better of that.
Well, for the first nine holes of the round that we were covering with Brandon Grace and Andrew Doat, the putts were flying in everywhere. Every hole seemed to have birdie chances and jostling for position at the top, and Lowry made a charge. Henrik Stenson did as well. Tanahara just played well all the way round, it seemed, until halfway down the back nine. And Francesco Molinari was there. Lee Westwood never really got going today. Nicholas Coulthard started to move up, and you suddenly thought, with Doat and Grace there as well, we're going to have one of the great days of all time. But it just never happened. Once the back nine started for those two guys, it just disappeared.
It was almost an anticlimactic end in some respect because of how good a target Alex Noren set these guys.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly was. But then it was a target that was very much achievable for these guys. And my group, Tanahari and Lowry, just couldn't make a putt. They played 10, 11, had a chance on 12, 14, and it just wasn't happening. And then by the time the rain was here, 15 just took them out of the tournament. It was weird. It was weird because it was set up lovely and it was going to be a real strong finish, but no one called that Alex Noren.
No, fantastic round. Let's focus on him. As you heard in the commentary, he's done this before. He won four times in 2016, so that's five wins since September of last year. He's going to go back inside the top 10 of the world rankings. How good a player do we have here as our champion this year, Gordon?
Oh, he's exceptional, isn't he? Eight tournaments in the European Tour is exceptional. And, you know, we'd like to see him run in for a major. He's going to be a Ryder Cup player. He's got it all, hasn't he? He's absolutely got it all.
Yeah, he was one of the favourites heading into the week. So fair to say, he probably wasn't one heading into the final round, though.
No, absolutely not. He certainly wasn't a name that came up in conversation this morning at all, was it, Gordy, when we were in the studio? But what he's got, Rich, is that ability to just hammer in birdie after birdie after birdie after birdie. And it just, he gets on a hot streak and the momentum builds up and he is just an unstoppable force, as he proved today. I mean, 62. 62.
Well, Anna, over €1 million richer as a job, because we can hear from the first ever winner of a Rolex Series event.
Well, it feels amazing. I've been to this tournament many times. I've always loved it. I loved Wentworth, and my caddy even loves it more. He used to be a greenkeeper here. Yeah, it's probably good that he's not anymore. But I loved it here, and I've been so envious of all the champions here, because I never thought I would pull it off with this tough stretch from 13 onwards and into 18, and today I did, and that is very, very, very happy for me, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. No wonder he's happy. Go back to his girlfriend and his little baby in Sweden, playing the Nordea Masters next week. A very happy, satisfied man. And, well, with the golfing world at his beck and call, really, he's got a, you know, if four wins last season weren't confidence boosters, this is going to give him a real shot in the arm, isn't it, Gordon?
Well, I think he's one of these players that when he gets a sniff at the winning line, he doesn't back off. He's not frightened of winning, and it shows with so many wins and how he conducted himself today. There was no backing off coming on 18. You know, it's a, whether you've got a 6-iron, 5-iron or 3-wood, it's a terrifying shot to hit into that 18th hole. Is it to 3 foot? That's class.
He's played the last six holes in 6 under.
That's not too bad, is it, Rich?
That'll help.
Yeah.
That will help.
But that means, you know, you can see a great deal for him going forward, because he loves to win and he knows how to win, which is incredibly important.
And he can putt, Gordy, can't he? He can finish things off. Tee to green, he's so solid, but he can putt. Mm.
He's a very modest guy, though. I mean, when you after he won all these tournaments at the end of last year, he wasn't talking like big-time Charlie. He was actually still thinking he's a pretty average player. But he's got, you know, surely he can't have that mindset now.
And I think it's lovely, isn't it? Don't get too far ahead of yourself, because going up, you meet the same people coming down.
It's true. It is true. Let's talk about the people then, the also-rans, if you like. Francesco Molinari finished with back-to-back birdies to shoot around a 68, take second place. That birdie he had at the last, I reckon, worth at least €250,000 to him. Francesco, someone that always seems to perform well here, never really looked like he probably didn't hold enough birdies over the weekend as a whole.
No, maybe not. And I think what didn't help him today was Lee Westwood, who was hanging on, wasn't he, yesterday, with those three birdies at the back end of his round yesterday. Neither of them got going today. They couldn't fire off each other. It was a little bit flat in that group, and we were the group behind. I can't tell you, Richard, the size of the crowds following that match, because they just thought, this is the one. Mm. The winner's going to come from here. They're going to start firing birdies. And it never, ever happened, unfortunately. No. So Molinari, he's had four top 10 finishes here, hasn't he? He's got the best record in terms of under par rounds here at Wentworth. But today, it just wasn't quite there for the Italian. And the same was true of so many golfers.
Well, let's see how Molinari feels about finishing second here.
Bittersweet, obviously. You know, I'm happy with my performance today. Obviously, Alex did something quite special today, so it was hard to beat, really. I think all week, unfortunately, I didn't play the front nine and especially the first few holes well enough to really give myself a chance to go low under par. I did an amazing job at the back nine every day, and today was no different.
Gordon, how much do you think the weather played its part? Alex Noren playing in the sunshine all afternoon. There was no wind today, which is why we're seeing the scores that we saw. A 62, still a remarkable effort nonetheless. But it just seemed like everyone kind of hit that reverse gear when the rain came down.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. It would be really interesting for probably the 40 minutes we had rain would to see the stats. But the stats is that the golf had certainly diminished into a dribble by then. Certainly a dribble for birdies. It was interesting, Molinari there, wasn't it? We talked earlier in the week. You have a boxing fight with him. He may not knock you out, but he's going to be at the end. Where Noren, he's going to knock you out when he gets going. You know, a real powerful player. And he has got the ability to putt unbelievable, incredible low score. Molinari doesn't seem to do that, Mr. Steady Eddie.
Yeah.
Massive check, though, Rich. Massive.
Over €600,000. Yeah, that a bit of sweet, but that'll make it a little easier to take, won't it? Tie for third. On the score of 8 under par were Nicholas Kolsaert, Henrik Stenson and Hideto Tanahara. You watched a bit of Tanahara, didn't you, Gordy? Yeah.
It was very good. It was very, very good until 15, and then it all went very, very flat. He nearly hit it out of bounds. It was pitched over the path and came back. And of course, in reality, he was still going well, but we were all looking for the man at the top there. He went back to 8 under par and ultimately finished 8 under par. But
it's another good week for him, and he looks like he cemented his place in the President's Cup team.
I think we're sort of almost blown away what happened with that 62 and the rest are bridesmaids, but they're brilliant bridesmaids.
Well, let's hear from a few of those bridesmaids, starting with the towering Belgian Nicholas Kolsaert. He's been reflecting on his mightily impressive round here today.
You know what? I had it on a string all day. It could have been 10 under except for one bad swing on 15. I hit it out of bounds, made double, and then still managed to... of course, 18, the eagle on the last, a big swing in putt is the cherry on the cake, but it could have been really, really, really low today. This was definitely the kind of day I was waiting for, because I felt like I'd been playing well for a little while, but keep making mistakes that were not really allowing me to post the result that I thought I had with my game, and to be able to do it on the first big event of the year in such a fashion, coming back strong on a weekend is very satisfying.
Yeah, second best round of the day from Cole Sarts, a round of 65. Henrik Stenson, well, he threatened, didn't he? Especially with those four birdies in the first seven holes. And then birdied 11 and 12 as well, but drop shots at 13 and 15 on his way to a round of 68 meant he came up short by three shots. How does Henrik, then, the world number five, reflect on his final round?
Well, there was certainly some good stuff in there for sure, but I'm not playing good. You know, too many unforced errors, and this was definitely the best chance for me to win this this tournament over all the years I played it. So a little disappointed to not have better than my C or B game, and I certainly paid the price for a couple of errant tee shots today and led to bogeys, but I think I made almost enough birdies to be out there. I mean, I think I made seven birdies, so made enough putts and made enough birdies, but you know, a couple of errant shots certainly cost me.
Just finally, it looks like a fellow countryman, Alex Norén, with a fantastic 62 today, will win this tournament. Do you take a little crumb of comfort from that?
Yeah, I mean, he went out early and played a great round. I mean, I haven't seen any of it, but it must be a lot of good stuff in there to shoot 62, that's for sure. And I think he timed it rather good when the last groups hit nine. It started raining pretty heavily, and we had to play in some rain for a couple of holes there. So I'm sure he wasn't crying in the clubhouse at that point.
Yeah, Mark Tompkins with the interview, speaking to Henrik Stenson there. I mean, has the consolation of the claret jug still sitting at home, Sue. But, you know, this was an opportunity for him. And just those mistakes when the rain came down that he mentioned there that really started to cost him. But it's been another solid week from him.
It has. Yesterday, ironically today, he played the front nine really well. He hadn't played the front nine at all well at all this last week or so. But yesterday, he was really a bit errant off the tee, was leaking them right. So to hear him play so well on the front nine today, you had the feeling that maybe things were slotting back into place for Henrik Stenson. He has talked about being unhappy with his long game. He doesn't think it's quite there yet. And certainly watching him off the tee yesterday, you'd have to agree with that. But yes, putting-wise, to make the birdies he has done today, there are definitely positives to take away from him as he comes towards a really busy part of the season.
Yeah, going to be defending his title at Birkdale in July. What about the players tied for sixth then, finishing at seven under par? Graham Storm, a one-time leader this week, had an up-and-down kind of day, a couple of drop shots as well for him on the back nine, but still a very respectable 68. Andrew Doat, the overnight leader, got off to a bogey start, then that wonderful chip in from around 40 yards for a birdie at the third. Seemed like he'd recovered from a sticky start, but a 73 in the end despite a birdie finish. And Shane Lowry, another finishing on that 7 under par. Let's hear from a couple of those players. Shane Lowry, double bogey at 15 where he went out of bounds. Double bogey at 17 despite the eagle at 69. We're going to hear from a downcast Shane Lowry.
I'm bitterly disappointed at the minute. You know, when I got up to the 12th, I had a look at the scoreboard and I seen Alex got to 11 under, so at least I knew what I needed to do. And you know, we got a bit of rain on 13, 14, 15, kind of didn't help our cause, and I just hit a bad tee shot on 15 and a bit of a brain fart on 17. So, but yeah, it was nice to eagle the last. I mean, if I had walked away finishing 10th or 11th here, I would have been very disappointed. So, you know, it's my best week in a while. I started like a train today, and my putter felt fantastic all day. I mean, it burnt the edge even when they weren't going in, and yeah, a lot of positives, I suppose.
Yeah, out in 30 despite that eagle back in 39. You can hear he's not happy. He wanted to win, didn't he, Gordon?
He certainly wanted to win, and there's no question that 15 really hurt him there, double bogey there, and it just took the steam out of him. It was lethargic coming in. Thank God he made eagle on the last.
Yeah. Well, as you said, it's his best fit. And the important world ranking points, because he wants to get back inside the top 50. It was a superb effort from one of the many English players in the field this week. We can hear now from England's Graham Storm.
Pleased with Betty in the last day. You know, it was a little bit disappointing, bogeying 14 and 15, because I was in good shape. I was playing well and just made a couple of mistakes. But to Betty the last, just finished it off nice.
In terms of this tournament, you've played here a lot. That's by far and away your best finish in this tournament. That must be extremely pleasing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think 22nd or something like that was my last best finish. So to finish in the top five, possibly top 10, well pleased with that, yeah.
Yeah, very good. 7 under par for those guys. At 6 under par, finishing Dean Burmester, shot a round of 65, matching Cole Sarnes' effort. Second best round of the day. Ross Fisher, also at 6 under par. He's been in a really good spell of form, hasn't he, the last few months. And Brandon Grace, a round of 73. Sue, you were watching him. His momentum really stopped, didn't he, at that par 5 12th?
Yeah, it really did. And that is when the rain started to get awfully heavy, and when he hit it into the ditch down the right hand side, I was with Ramey, who went to go and have a look at the lie, and I said, do you think he's going to take a drop or is he going to try and hit it out? And he said, I think he's going to try and hit it out because he's got quite a good lie and he's got plenty of room to swing the club, he'll have a go at this, which he did. And I do wonder this evening, when Brandon Grace sits down with a cappuccino or maybe something a bit stronger after that to reflect on his round, if that is the moment when things started to really go wrong. And if he had his time again, Gordy, I think he might have taken a different route.
He had a go at the ball, didn't come out, then he had to drop it back.
Then he had a drop, yeah, a naughty drop.
How far do you think he could have physically got the ball out if he got it out?
Well, Ramey thought he could give it quite a tonk.
Oh,
because
right.
He said if it had been him, he'd have had a go at it as well.
Yeah.
But it was just starting to rain really heavily at that point. Things were getting a little bit slippy. The clubs weren't as dry.
Talking to the caddy. He said he reckoned he could advance it 60 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of risk for not too much reward, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about all the pros saying, you know, I'm not happy with my game, I made more bad decisions, and, you have to quantify a decision, but I would have to say that decision
double bogey
was
seven.
Bad.
It's a bad decision,
bad.
Because
yeah.
he lost all momentum, yeah. and it just yeah. went from bad to worse from there.
I think when you're in trouble, take your medicine and get on with it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about a few other players that finished well. Justin Rose and Matt Fitzpatrick, both finishing at 5 under par. Rose with a 67, Fitzpatrick with a 66. Thomas Peters threatened much more, but in the end finished tied 14th. A similar story for Lee Westwood. They're both at 4 under par. And Andrew Beef Johnston certainly entertained the crowds at various parts this week. He finished at 3 under par. Well, the shot of the day had to be that shot at the 18th from our champion, take a bow, Alex Norrie. Going for the green at 18. He needs another birdie at least, you feel. Sends his second shot on its way. What a round of golf it's been from the world number 12. Norrin finds the green. He's found a brilliant shot. He's getting up whole side. What an effort this is from Alex Norrin. He's knocked it to around 3 feet. That left for eagle. And if he pops that in, 11 under par will be the target in this final round of the BMW PGA Championship. What a shot it was indeed. There's been some reaction on Twitter, the European Tour, saying Norrin's secret, his caddy, he used to be a greenkeeper at Wentworth, and that his final round 62 is the lowest in BMW PGA history and ties his lowest ever career round. Thomas Bjorn's had this to say on Twitter: a 62 final round of the West Course to win is beyond impressive. Congrats, Alex Norrin, turning into one of the world's best. Pablo Larrazabal, who shot a 66 early in the day, said, well, it was nice to have the course record for a couple of hours. And Matt Fitzpatrick says, what a great start to the Rolex series. Thank you, Rolex, for the hard work and your support of the European Tour. So, guys, just about wraps things up, doesn't it? Just your reaction to what has been, I suppose, a surprising final day.
It's been a surprising final day. My reaction is Wentworth is back. It's beautiful. It's playable.
Sue, want to elaborate on that a little bit?
I think it's Gordy's got it spot on. It's a fair challenge. It's not too hard. It's not too easy. It's been spot on this week. The greens have been fantastic, and we've had some wonderful golf.
And what's been your favourite moment of the week? Can you think of one off the top of your head?
Yeah, and there's no question. There was a bunker shot Molinari played on 14 yesterday. It was stunning. It was brilliant. It was class.
Sue?
Andrew Doates today chipping in on the third from about 50 to 60 yards was sensational.
For me, it just has to be that eagle putt at the last from Alex Norrin, the winning note to put the seal on what was a sensational round of 62. But that's all we've got time for here on Live at European Tour, our review show after what's been a fantastic week here at the BMW PGA Championship. In the end, Alex Norrin broke the course record to soar through the field and claim the first event in this new Rolex series at Wentworth. You can follow all the reaction to the Swedes' victory on europeantour.com, the official European Tour app, and on Twitter, the handles @European Tour or @BMW PGA. Congratulations to Alex Norén. He soars back into the top 10 of the world rankings. But for now, from Sue Thurl, Gordon Brand Jr., myself, Richard Kaufman, and all of the team here on Live at European Tour Radio from Wentworth, it's goodbye for now.
You've been listening to Live at European Tour Radio.